Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center, and Michelle King Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on Radio MD.
Welcome to Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. So I'm reading in the New York Times a little while back, this was in July, this fabulous blog. And it was written by journalist Ada Calhoun. It was called The Wedding Toast I'll Never Give. And I read this and my jaw hit the floor and broke in 16 pieces. And then I, you know, immediately shared it with at least 650 of my closest friends because I felt it was brilliantly written really spot on about the one side of marriage many people leave out. Yeah, it's a lot of work. Ada, welcome to Her Radio. So why did you write this piece?
Well, thank you for having me. I wrote it because I was having a fight with my husband, was the primary reason. But it was in the context of going to a lot of weddings. It's wedding season. And we were going, and we got married a little earlier than most of our friends. And so we've already been married, I guess it's 11 years tomorrow, actually.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
I think.
Yeah, no, we're good. But we were at these weddings with all these friends of ours who were getting married and people we just adore and love. But we found ourselves kind of elbowing each other a little bit because everyone was reading these vows they'd written, and they said things like, "I will be your best friend forever and ever. I will never let you down." And we knew after 11 years, and a lot of people, of course, know after, 30 and 40 and 50 years, you go through a lot of things and you let each other down many, many times.
Yep. Yep. And I think you brought that out in the piece really, really well, because it was, you know, you did it really well. It was sobering at the same time, you know, it was so realistic and it really, you know, hit home in a way that was... it made you feel as though, yeah, there's hope. There's no question. But you got to work it. You when in your relationship did you kind of figure out that this was work? You know, they have, I think they once used to talk about the 7-year itch. Now it's the 3-year glitch.
That's funny.
So when did it really hit home?
I think probably when I had my son. Who is almost 9 now. And it just was the happiest thing that's ever happened to me. And it also, I think, put a lot of stress on us. We had to come up with childcare. We weren't making a ton of money at the time. And it really put just tons of pressure on everyone. And I think it's really easy when you're under stress to look at the person who's in the room with you and to try to think, well, you know, maybe it's their fault.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I remember in the piece that there were times you said, you know, I may misquote you horribly right now, but you can correct me. And that is, you know, sometimes I just looked at my husband and I just wanted him to leave. Goodbye. You're out the window, the door, whatever, you know, just find an exit somewhere. Uh-huh. And he was like, whoa, wait a minute. Did she just say that? What was going on in your head?
I think the line was, boy, it would be nice to have this place to myself. And that's sort of more the tone, I think, that I've had in my head is just like, you know what? It starts to seem like maybe things would be simpler. They would be easier if I was on my own. And I think everyone that I know pretty much has had that experience in a marriage at some point. And what I hope gave people some sense of, you know, not crushing despair in the story it's just that that's part of it. That feeling is not, it doesn't mean you're doomed. It's not abnormal. And it's just, it goes hand in hand with these other feelings you have of, you know, cherishing this person and never wanting them to go away.
Well, okay, so a young couple sitting in front of you and they're saying, we read this thing. What advice would you give them? They're sitting back saying, uh-oh, they're looking at those lovely little vows. It's saying, forever and ever, and we'll always be BFFs, and you'll never let me down. Oh, my gosh, betrayal, never. Okay, so what would you really say to him now?
I think it's good to feel that feeling of being so in love and so smitten and so enchanted that you can't imagine it. It's a, you know, I think it's part of the cycle of a marriage to start off on this high. And I think that's not bad. I think they should feel those feelings. And I think remembering that kind of passion and enthusiasm and innocence can carry you later, because you hearken back to it, and it's really nice. What I have told younger friends of mine who've gotten married and asked me, I would never presume to offer advice, and that's why it's the wedding toast I'll never give, is because this is not something I would say at a wedding unless specifically asked to say something. I've just said it's a long game. Basically, this is not a sprint. It's a marathon, and you'll have days where it's really bad, and that's all right. And I think one thing I say in the piece is you're not less married just because you screw it up. As long as you don't get divorced, you're not any less married than all the people around you who seem like they have it all figured out.
Oh, I love that whole phrase, less married. That's interesting. That's an interesting, you know, little twist in the whole thing. I kind of like to look at it all with realistic optimism.
Uh-huh.
And that is, you know, when clearly after that first X number of years, whatever it may be, you know, the 2, 3, 7, who knows, you know, the passion morphs into compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, suddenly you realize, wow, newsflash, you're both human beings. You're going to screw it up royally. Mm-hmm. And you're going to let each other down. And you're going to really probably do some of the hardest work you've ever done in your life just to maintain communication.
Mm-hmm.
and to keep it open. Would you not agree?
Yeah, I think that's all true. And I think it really is about staying in it, like just being in it and not jumping ship.
Well, I'm just seeing a lot of jumping ship. How about you?
You know, I am. And, you know, also I would say, like, I have a lot of very close friends who've gotten divorced, and I definitely don't think they've, you know, I don't think of them as having failed or anything like that. But, you know, I really do think it's worth a lot of times doing your best to stay in it.
Well, you know, it also takes two to tango. And it's really hard when one person wants to change and the other one is dragging their feet.
Sure.
And you know what I mean? And so you've got to have both. This is why I'm a huge, huge supporter and fan of couples therapy, but really good stuff. There's a great book out there by Susan Johnson called Hold Me Tight. And it's all about a brand new sort of feeling therapy out there, EFT, which I think it's fabulous. So, and there it is. But you have really been helping us understand, you know, that marriage is a lot of work, and you're not supposed to be like in La La Land. And yeah, you're going to be in a dopamine high for a little while where you got all the pleasure neurotransmitters, you know, drowning you. But then after a while, it's like, uh-oh, you know, I'm married to a human being, and, you know, and I guess I am one too. And oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Everyone out there, Google the wedding toast I'll never give, and then get on over to Ada's wonderful website, Ada Calhoun, that's CALHOUN.com. And by the way, not only is she a journalist, she's written a fabulous book, St. Mark's Is Dead, The Many Lives of America's Hippest Street, and that's in New York. I know that one. That's a hallowed Manhattan, man. We know all about that one.
That's good.
More importantly, just remember that when you look at something like marriage, you're talking about work, and it's okay, because guess what? It's worth it. Right, Ada?
So.
Oh, you got it. Thank you so much for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, and make sure to get all your questions over to us for our Ask Her segment in every single show, because we love to hear from you. And while you're at it, stay well.